After you tried for 5 minutes to figure out why your microphone ain't working, you look and you see the orange light that tells you your mics are muted. Lord, the joys of being a parent. And all they did was say, I was using the computer. Once again, welcome to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Especially happy that y'all are with us on another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. And always, you can come by www.watch4thehook.com to check out our latest apparel. Speaking of apparel, you know, we got one of our latest prototypes in, hopefully be in this week. Well, after you hear this recording, it'll be in. But our youngest daughter, Talia, came up to her mama one day and said, Mama, I want to be academic weapon at school.
No, I don't think she said she wants to be. She says that's what she is.
Okay. She is a academic weapon at school.
Yeah.
Not an automatic weapon. There's no those hurt and kill people. You know, praying for those
absolutely.
That type of stuff. She says, as smart and as brilliant as I am, like I am an academic weapon. I'm gonna tear their butts up. He said, go forward.
Yeah, that's kind of her thought process on things. She is the individual that, look, she's not going to wait for you to give her accolades.
Nah, she's going to make them up. That's their generation. They make up shit as they go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all tuning in. So what we're going to talk about today is we've been experiencing and watching and seeing.
Witnessing. I don't even want to say experiencing or watching or seeing. I want to say witnessing. Okay.
We'll be witnessing, Ms. Bob.
Listen. And when you say witnessing, that means, and most of the times, a witness is typically somebody that just happened to be there.
You just saw what you saw.
There was no intent for you to see that, but you saw what you saw when you saw it, whether you wanted to see it or not.
And then you were asked to recant recall. What you just saw.
And sometimes the stuff that we've been witnessing, if we were asked to recall what we had witnessed, would probably been too much to recall.
So
I started laughing already.
Yeah. Basically, what we're talking about is, you know, you can't cram it all in at once.
You shouldn't cram it all in. I ain't even going to say you shouldn't. I'm going to say it would probably be best not to try and cram it all in at once, because you have to leave that opportunity there to cram it in. You have to leave the option there to cram it in. And you have to leave the choice there for that individual to decide whether or not they want to cram it in.
And to reiterate what she's saying, we're witnessing that people are having maybe seminars or conventions or
events,
gatherings,
anything.
The call to actions are many.
Right, right.
And so people say, what do you mean call to actions? It's come get knowledge, bring your perspective, talk, network, associate, get to know, bring a friend. Tell everybody, come as one, all ye. It's like 9 to 10 things.
Wait, when you get, bring us.
I mean, and by the time you get to the original purpose of the thing, the concept, the attendee or attendees or maybe customers or patrons or vendors are confused in what they signed up for in the first place.
You took the words out of my mouth, and I'm sorry. I'm trying to stop laughing, but it's so funny. Like, at what point in time does X amount of call to actions, CTAs, equate to whatever is being had being now so diluted and watered down that you start to question, you know, like, what am I doing here?
I mean, it's to the point. It's some things can start off as business, networking events, entrepreneur gatherings. We're talking about in our area, in our
Yeah,
area.
yeah.
This is where we're just gonna stick. We're gonna stick in apparel and business entrepreneur. Maybe you had an event that started out with, "Hey, we're looking for vendors to bring out their merchandise," and then 2 weeks later, it's, "Hey, you want to know how to podcast? You want to know how to understanding the podcasting world, and also if you want to understand the podcasting world, you can always hit that podcast money merch tab with us. Get free 30-minute session with me and Miss Parker, not about just podcasting, but also about if you want to start out in the entrepreneurial
Right.
world. And it's just giving you 30 minutes of our time to even help you understand how to even start going in the right direction, or if you want to figure out this may not be just that for me.
Right,
But at
right,
least it
right.
won't help you waste too much of your time or your money.
Right.
So I always hit that podcast money merch tab with that free all for me and Miss Parker. Back to what we were talking about. We was talking about like you can have so many things that whomever your target audience is, you've missed them.
I mean, and at that point, is your audience really targeted?
No, because if you just spraying the wall. Was the wall the target, or was the area you was trying to paint?
It within a certain room. But it's like, I don't know, when you think of call to actions, it should be so clear and concise, you know, what the CTA is. And honestly, what I constantly go back to is, I don't know if anyone else remembers this, but in grade school, you know, this was before kids had all the electronic devices, right?
You actually had to use pencil and paper and
Yeah,
notebooks
yeah,
and
yeah,
all that
yeah.
good
So they
stuff.
had to take this spiral notebook. They had to write the, you know, little note and try to sneak it around through class. And when if you got that note passed to you and it was for you to receive, the call to action was going to be to answer that question: do you like me? Circle yes or no. Like, isn't that what it's asking you to do something?
Yeah, it's
So
specific.
it's very specific. It was for you. It was a question from another individual, and there was a specific response they were looking for. And you were asked to do it. So either you circled yes or you circled no. You know, like it's just that simple to me.
Yeah, and I mean, it gets to the point like even like for us, we're in this, these things that we do. We're in the business of podcasting, we're in the business of apparel, we're in the business of real estate. It's a constant learning thing for us. So when we're talking and giving y'all these tidbits and knowledge, it's because this is what we've seen and learned
Yeah,
from. We
absolutely. It's experience firsthand.
we're talking about the people. We're the people that sat in these venues, and 2 or 3 hours later, we was like, "What the hell just happened?" And he looked at me like, "Huh? Like, what? That ain't what?" Yeah. Then we move on,
Exactly,
and then
exactly.
we go from there. We're like, "So
So
that
that
wasn't
now
what?
gives you an experience that you can share
Like,
firsthand.
that wasn't it. That was a whole mess." And then, as we always talk, time is the most valuable thing you can never get back.
Right.
He's like, "I done dedicated." Four, five, 6 hours, oh, 7 days or whatever leading up to this stuff. And then you go through the event and you come back out and you're like, "This was not it."
Right. Something, you know, you were left essentially unfulfilled.
Yeah, they thought they're gonna kill them with this one, and
Oh,
god damn it, we still alive. They're still
yeah.
on the website.
Yeah.
Now check out the Dreamers Tee. www.watch4 forthehook.com. Come on through.
But you know what I've noticed? Sometimes, as entrepreneurs, as you know, business owners or what have you, right? Sometimes you'll constantly change your call to action because A, it needs to be changed for it to be relevant, right? But then there are other times when the responses that you're receiving aren't necessarily the responses you're looking for, the responses you were wishing you would receive, or like the amount of responses, right, that you were getting, you were actually receiving back or not receiving back. So you increase the call to action because you think that's going to be the band-aid.
Exactly.
And that's not it. Like, don't increase the call to actions. Focus the message.
And the one thing is, and also like Ms. Parker saying, you gotta evolve it. It's okay to use something for a while, go to something else, go to something else, go to something else, go to something else. Maybe 8 months later, come back to that thing that you started off in the beginning. It's okay to surf the mark when it comes to a content.
Even in those cases where you might be having a call to action snafu, right? A concept snafu, a clarity snafu. Sometimes you should probably just consider reaching out and asking for a different perspective. Like, it's okay to do that. That does not mean you are failing. That doesn't mean what you're trying to do isn't good, isn't right, won't work. Sometimes you need an outside opinion.
Failure is needed. That's what also people need to understand. The fear to fail will also lead to the fear of even doing a damn thing.
Yep.
Most people who have successful businesses fail 2 to 3 times before that one hit.
Right.
And then even at that one hit, they tried 2 or 3 more and failed again.
Yep.
But that one that they hit still kept them going until the next one hit.
Right, right.
So failures are going to come. Nobody is 100%, which means they was 1,000% or 100%. No. I always make sure my wife understands. Hall of Fame 3-point shooters average 30%. She said, "That's it."
I know, right? I was so awful.
Yeah, the 10 is great. Shit, yeah. 10 gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I cracked myself up. And you know what? I verbalized that. You corrected me, right? You gave me the right information. That changed my whole perspective and outlook on things when it came to the games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that person you reach out to or ask their opinion, you know, they don't have to be in the same lane or field as you. Sometimes that's that outlier perspective that you need. That's that anomaly of an opinion that you need. But the problem is individuals, or I'm just going to say we as humans sometimes have a hard time pushing our ego aside. So instead of us trying to clean up, you know, a concept or a message, we say, screw it. They ain't finna think I'm failing. So we increase the call to actions and you just muddle the shit up even more.
Or their egos don't get checked at the door. They never ask opinions of those who could possibly give them some great insight.
Yeah.
And they just keep struggling along, keep trudging along through the mud.
Thinking, and I just totally interrupted you.
Oh, you keep it going.
Thinking that nobody else is out here realizing that you're struggling like you're struggling. Nobody's dumb, okay?
Everybody just ain't gonna call you bluff.
Or call you out, period.
Because honestly, that does not work. And that's honestly to a entrepreneur or a business person. It's okay to be called out privately. What's going on in this era of social media is businesses being called out publicly.
Yeah.
Now, you can call out a multi-billion dollar conglomerate.
Typically because of something negative.
Yeah. You ain't touching them.
No.
But if it's a mom and pop,
that's gonna hurt them.
And you go up there and you go to a social media account and you publicly trash them,
that kind of hurts.
I mean, it's not kind of, it actually will hurt their business. But if you had a way to contact them behind the scenes, it's just, and for me as a business owner, we have been contacted about things.
Yeah. And that's fine. But you sit up here and pretend that you want all of this feedback. Really? Do you want the feedback or do you want people to just go along with the show? And by show, I mean, instead of you cleaning up a concept or an informational tidbit, instead of you taking onus to that not being probably as proper as it should be, you'll just increase the call to actions.
Yeah, I mean, has our apparel been 1,000% correct every time?
Nick, no.
That's a no, because nothing is perfect. the imperfections we've had with our customers, we have either resent them the product.
So you mean we rectified?
Yeah, rectify. Rectify the issue by resending them the product, no charge to them, or sending them additional products, no charge to them, and with a note saying, you know, apologize much, you know. I can recall one thing, a partner of mine, my guy Keith Davis, bought something from us. He bought a hoodie from us about a year and a half ago. Shout out to Keith Davis, class 98, follow by. And he sent me a message. He said, hey, man, Mike P, the one of the pockets,
the hand was off.
I said, my bad, man. I said, because that's on me and us, because I didn't check every pocket that came from our distributor.
Exactly.
You know, I checked some and then, you know, called it good.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You spot check.
In the real world, everybody spot check. He just happened to get that one. So we resent them some stuff and he was like, cool, man, I appreciate it. No problem at all. And, you know, that's how you have to deal with things like that in the business.
That's how a customer would like you to deal with it. It's not necessarily how people deal with it.
I just think that everybody's just as great as us.
Yeah, no. And I don't want to like downplay anyone else's great doings, but I'm like, look, just because you set that bar and that standard for you, that doesn't mean that's applicable to everyone else. You get one call to action over here.
Yeah, we talked about customer service. Mm-hmm. You know, customer service is one of the greatest ways to stay in business. But also, we talked about, is your business thriving, surviving, or dying? This, what we're talking about, goes hand in hand with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because a thriving business knows how to make their CTAs work for their customers.
Yeah.
They don't miss.
It's the messaging. Like,
the messaging slaps them in the face every time.
Yeah, the messaging has a very streamlined point. But when you see the constant evolution of the CTA to the constant evolution of the message, you have to wonder, does that mean that whatever this message and CTA is tied to is getting bigger, growing positively? Or is all of this evolution happening, nothing being cleaned up or shaved off because of something negatively happening in the background? So are you just like, you know, you went from a streamlined something to a very hodgepodge mix of, I was targeting this group, now I'm just trying to get anybody that'll look. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because what they say, unlike Tupac, all eyes on me don't mean a good thing. You know, shout out to the guy Pac.
Really? Oh, you know him. Sounds like it. Or you knew him. Oh, my God.
Listen, if Pac was my friend, he my friend. I lived through Pac damn near 30 years later. But you see how I just referenced it.
Right.
Because it's the same way in business. Businesses want attention. What's the old adage? There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
You know who said that? A rich white dude.
A liar.
Listen. A struggling small business owner has never said that.
No.
Anything is good. No, that's
nah,
not.
No.
Anything is
totally,
not good.
Totally not true.
Yeah. And that's where you go to your call to action. Your call to actions have to focus on who you are looking for. And sometimes we get in a, Ms. Parker don't even know about a lot of stuff. We get inundated with emails of asking people to, us to be brand ambassadors for their stuff. And I tell people all the time, why am I promoting your stuff when I got my own?
Right.
Like, no disrespect.
Oh, absolutely
but
not.
The call to action for Watch for the Hook is Watch for the Hook first.
Right.
No second.
Yeah.
The call to M&T Parker LLC is that, then everybody else second. The call in the real estate business is our property, then everybody else second.
Right, absolutely.
You have to understand. You can't sacrifice what you're working for to put somebody in front of you.
No.
That's a different call to action. And even what we talked about in the other episode, your professional.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Your professional done went up.
Yeah.
Then your small business done went down.
Yeah.
But you still need that professional to fund your small business.
You do.
That's a call to action to a lot of small businesses. Gotta keep that money coming in.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow.
Gotta foot the bills.
Because the bill will always
You will not say that.
Come due. I'm dead serious. I don't listen, any business owner, me and Miss Parker, every month, she'd be like, I'm so sick of these bills.
Boy.
But what I tell her, as long as you're doing something, as long as you're on this earth, the bill gonna always come due.
Tired of them bills.
And
but you shouldn't action. Have you shouldn't have as many call to actions for one message as you have bills. See, that don't match.
Took it from me. See, that's why I love her so much. She sat there and stole it, because if your bills and call to actions is the same number,
something either right.
You got way too many bills or way too many little call to actions. I don't know which one is better or worse.
It's questionable.
But yeah, but Ms. Park, I appreciate you. And I'm gonna let you take us out on these the CTAs. You know, tell the people. Just can't be out here just flinging that shit.
Like noodles on a wall. I mean, a streamlined message. Notice I said streamlined, because I've seen some messaging that ain't streamlined at all, or started out streamlined and eventually turned into like a line with like 25 streams. to that line.
For the health educator, it started with a hot spot, then it just spread everywhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The patient zero to like now, like a whole county, right? Right.
She then jumped up and grabbed about three states now.
Yeah, pretty much. But a streamlined message should have a streamlined call to action that follows that messaging.
Get y'all next time.